Hi, my name is Foster Brown, and I'd like to welcome you to American Road Trip Talk, where we often introduce you to the people behind the stories in American Road magazine. Today, our focus is a little different because we're going to be talking about a road trip that will take travelers across three of America's oldest and best-known highways in one trip. Roads like the National Road, the Lincoln Highway, and Route 66 evoke childhood memories for many of us following World War II and the post-war baby boom. The early 50s ushered in motor courts, or motels, if you will, and the wonderful roadside attractions as we jumped in our Chevrolets to see the USA. Well, nowadays, road tours have become immensely popular with our readers and listeners. What better way to enjoy our great national heritage than along its classic two-lane arteries? Well, this year, the National Lincoln Highway Association has organized another wonderful road tour. Organizer Jim Kassler is our guest on this podcast, and he spells out the route for the Three Roads Tour 2016. The trip begins in Cumberland, Maryland on June 17, 2016 with a banquet and ends 8 days later near Route 66 Museum in downtown Joliet, Illinois. Jim describes what goes into one of these tours, and while membership for this one is closed, might just whet your appetite to look for the next road trip you find on your favorite stretch of two-lane majesty through the heart of America. Visit Springfield, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln's hometown, where history comes alive. From June 7th through August 13th, experience 19th century life, and even meet Mr. Lincoln himself. America's two-lane highways, of course, are the focus of American Road magazine, and because of that, it's with a great deal of pleasure I'd like to introduce Mr. Jim Kassler, who is about to organize a trip that's going to see at least three of these brought together in one great trip. Good morning, Mr. Kassler. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Jim, tell me a little bit about the Three Roads Tour that is coming up in 2016 that you are helping to organize.
Well, last year, the Lincoln Highway Association did a tour commemorating the Henry B. Joy expedition from Detroit to San Francisco on the Lincoln Highway, and there were so many people that just loved going on that tour that they said, hey, where are we going next year? So we quickly scrambled and said, okay, where are we going next year? So we have put together this, what's become the Three Roads Tour, and we're beginning in Cumberland, Maryland, and we're going to do the original section of Route 40, the old National Road, from Cumberland, Maryland to Vandalia, Illinois. And then we're going to hop over and join up with Route 66 and do that north to Joliet, where it intersects with the Lincoln Highway. So the organized part of the tour is from Cumberland up to Joliet. And then from there, people are free to travel on the Lincoln Highway on their own, east or west, back to wherever they came from.
I got you. Okay. So you're going to be concentrating on two of those three national highways.
The organized part is going to be on the two of them, yes.
Now, when you say the organized part, tell us a little bit about what's involved in an organized tour like this.
Well, obviously, we've set up everything to do on the 7 days that's going to encompass this organized part of the tour. We have lodging every night for where people are going to stay. We have stops planned throughout each day, photo stops, historic stops, of course, places to eat. We're trying to capture all the most relevant places along those roads, and certainly we're taking them on the oldest alignments possible of those roads, whatever we can still travel on, so that they get the historical aspects of what was there, what is left there.
We're talking, by the way, with Jim Kassler. He is the organizer of the Three Roads Tour, and that is the National Road, the Route 66, and the Lincoln Highway involved in this particular trip, which is going to be starting on June the 17th, I understand, correct?
That's right.
And that begins with a banquet, and it's going to be starting in Cumberland, Maryland, and then heading west towards Vandalia, Illinois, and from there north to Joliet, Illinois. And I understand that you're going to be ending in a museum that I found absolutely delightful in downtown Joliet.
You know, we've changed our plans a little bit, and we're not going to be at that museum anymore. We were going to try to do our closing banquet there, but just couldn't make those arrangements work for us. So we are we're going to end at a restaurant there that is overlooking the intersection of the two roads. We're going to be dining out on the balcony there, and I think it's going to be a great spot for us to finish the trip.
Well, it certainly is, and I will say this, that after the meal or before the meal at some time, a tour of that museum in Joliet is well worth it for the Route 66 memorabilia that are there. Now, is the tour full so far?
Well, we ended reservations on the 1st of May, so we've got about 75 to 80 people that are signed up for it, and that's all we're going to take. We had capped it at 100. We got about 80. So that's where we are.
Jim, do people take the trip in classic cars?
Yes, they do. We've marketed it for virtually anything people want to drive, whether it's a classic car, contemporary, a motorhome, a motorcycle, whatever. So I think the oldest car we have going on the full tour is a 1932 Packard.
Wow, that is nice. How about yourself? Now, as the organizer, will you be traveling with the group as they go along?
Yeah. My wife and I and my two boys will all be on the tour. My wife and I will be acting as the tour directors, and my two boys will be the sweep truck, which will be coming along, bringing up the tail of the line and making sure that there's no breakdowns or helping anybody that does.
Help any stragglers who may have lingered too long over after-dinner drinks.
when you have the old cars, you have old tires and old tubes and old carburetors, and you never know what's going to happen
Right. Jim, tell me a little bit about your background in terms of your involvement with the historic highways in Ohio.
Well, I joined the Lincoln Highway Association back in 1999, and I quickly got pretty involved with it. I've been to just about every national conference since then. In 2001, we formed the Ohio-Lincoln Highway Heritage Corridor, and I've been a director on that ever since, and we're responsible for getting the Lincoln Highway in Ohio designated as a scenic byway, and henceforth, it became marked as that. So, you know, we're very proud of the fact that now a tourist or anyone that's interested can get on the Lincoln Highway anywhere in Ohio and pretty much follow it by the signs that are there. So that's been a good accomplishment.
What was it about what is it about these historic highways that so attracts you?
Oh, I've always been enjoyed traveling, and, you know, you can't beat the two-lane roads for getting the feel of Americana and seeing the mom and pop places and meeting the people. You know, the tourists, the interstates are just sterile, and you don't get a whole lot there. So if you want to see the country, you get on the two lanes. And my parents took us a lot of places when we were kids, and it just kind of, you know, it was ingrained in me from a young age. So, enjoyed that. Fortunately, my family does as well.
Good. That is great to hear that enjoyment has been passed down through the generations, and with your sons now bringing up the rear in this particular tour. I'm just curious.
Right.
You mentioned tourists. Are there people who are coming from outside of the United States who are participating in the tour as well?
We've had a lot of participation in all of our tours from outside the United States. We do have some folks from Canada joining us on this tour, and that's as far as they're coming. In the past, we've had people from Norway, from Germany, from Luxembourg, various European countries. So, but we've got people from Florida to British Columbia, from Rhode Island to California on this tour. So
that sounds wonderful.
Got them coming from every corner of the country.
Jim Kessler has been our guest. He's the organizer of the Free Roads Tour. This is the 2016 version of it. Sounds like it's not the last time you're going to be organizing one of these trips. Thank you very much for being with us. Is there a place that people can go on the internet to find out more about the trip and maybe follow your progress along?
Yeah, they can look at the Lincoln Highway Association website. It's www.lincolnhighwayassoc.org. It shows our route there. There's a map and pictures of cars that will be with us, and we'll certainly have some reviews up afterwards.
Excellent. I'll make sure that I put that up as well. That's Lincoln Highway Association. That's ASSOC.org. Jim Kessler, thanks again so much for being with us, and I hope it's a wonderful trip and that you have many more opportunities to share this, the real heart of America with people from our country and from out of that as well as the Explore America on the two-lane highways. Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Foster.
Visit Springfield, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln's hometown where history comes alive. From June 7th through August 13th, experience 19th century life and even meet Mr. Lincoln himself. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and will watch for our next one as they appear on our blog page at AmericanRoadMagazine.com. You'll also find a wealth of information waiting for you on our homepage. Things like itineraries for your next trip, sweepstakes, special bargains, and a whole lot more. Until we meet again on the next American Road Trip Talk, look for us on Facebook. This is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.